Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Nav Effect Podcast. I am your host, Naveen Ganglani. Today is a special episode. We have one of the brightest, most talented young high school basketball phenoms in the country today joining us. And I can't wait for all you listeners to hear more about what he has to say, particularly for his future and what's coming up next. But before we get there, first, a quick word from our sponsor, Fitspire. Are you ready to transform your home into a premium fitness haven? Look no further than Fitspire, your go-to destination for top-notch home gym equipment designed to take your fitness to unprecedented heights. Immerse yourself in a world of possibilities with their versatile range of premium gear, including yoga equipment for serene workouts, adjustable dumbbells and kettlebells for customized strength training, roller wheels and push-up bars to sculpt those abs and arms, jump ropes, foam rollers, and stability balls for an all-rounded workout experience, stylish and efficient cooling towels to keep you refreshed, and sport water bottles for staying hydrated in style. Fitspire's equipment is not only durable but also space-saving, allowing you to create your dream workout space without sacrificing aesthetics or functionality. Whether you're a fitness novice or a seasoned pro, their collection caters to all levels. And here's the real game changer. As a special treat for our podcast listeners, we're offering an exclusive 10% off on your purchase. Simply use the code word NAVSEFFECT10 upon checkout at www.sunbeamslifestyle.com. It's our way of saying thank you for choosing Fitspire. But that's not all. For an even more seamless experience, download the Sunbeams Lifestyle app, available on both iOS and Android platforms. Browse their collection, stay updated on fitness trends, and exclusive deals. Transform your fitness routine from ordinary to extraordinary with Fitspire. Don't just dream about your fitness goals, achieve them in the comfort of your own home. Visit www.sunbeamslifestyle.com, use code NAVSEFFECT10, and let Fitspire be your fitness companion on this incredible journey. Okay, we're back and we are joined by Kiefer Alas, one of the top high school phenoms in the country today, plays for De La Salle Zabel, also going to be a representative of the Philippine team in the upcoming World Cup for under 17, if I'm not mistaken, but he will be participating. Their trainings will start soon. He is currently resting a sprained ankle that unfortunately caused him to miss the last few games for Zabel in the UAP Juniors competition in his second season as a high school stud for Zabel. He averaged 20.4 points, 10.9 rebounds, 5.3 assists, and 1.3 steals a contest. He is definitely a talent that will be someone to watch out for in the years to come. Kiefer, thanks for joining me on this Friday afternoon, bro. How are you doing? How's the ankle? And how are your spirits right now?
Actually, I'm doing good. So I've just been focusing on school recently due to the ankle. So I'm just here doing school and playing Fortnite because I have nothing else to do.
I see. So you, when you play Fortnite, are you more competitive with Fortnite or are you more competitive on the basketball court?
I think same because my pride is up higher, so I have to compete with my friends. So I have to make sure not to lose.
So aside from Fortnite, do you and your friends do Call of Duty as well? NBA 2K? Are you guys like you guys love playing those video games?
Yeah. Sometimes I play 2K, but I'm more of a Fortnite player now. So I'm trying to focus on that.
Who's your go-to team, NBA 2K?
Probably the Suns because they have so much scorers. So it's probably the Suns.
Is Phoenix your favorite team because you like one of the players there?
Actually, Phoenix is up there. I think my favorite team is Golden State, but I like Phoenix also because I try to model my game from book.
From book, I see. Yeah, not a bad player to model your game after. Kiefer, so, you know, we mentioned this before the show started that, you know, sayang, the way the season ended for Zabel, you guys started strong, winning two of your first three games. I believe you might have even had the triple-double in your first game, if I'm not mistaken. And then, you know, the losing skid starts. Later on, you sprain your ankle. And it ends up being a season where Zabel does not make the Final Four. But what are your main takeaways from your second campaign as a UAP high school player? especially considering that, you're grade 10 pa lang, but it's clear now that you really are the go-to guy of the Baby Archers. How did you take that all in this past season? How did you accept the challenge?
Honestly, I didn't really think of it that much because after my Gila stint where we qualified for World Cup, I think that helped with my confianza. So I just used that as motivation coming into UAAP because there's, of course, coming from Gilas, there's going to be more eyes on me, more expectations. So I just used that as motivation.
And how motivated were you before the season started compared to midway through the season when the losing was really piling up? Like, how do you stay motivated even, as you've seen the standings that your team is slowly falling down, falling down?
Actually, as a team, we were down. Like the first round, I think we ended with a 5-game losing streak. So yeah, I'm gonna admit we were down, but I don't know, we just did things like bonding activities outside of the court to help us, stay up so we can still stay motivated for the game. So yeah, that really helped us.
What was the challenge, do you think, that led to some of the struggles of the team? Do you think you guys lacked an interior presence, an FSA like NU has or with Colin? What was lacking that, prevented the wins from coming?
There's many things lacking naman po, pero I think the most is experience. Our team is one of the youngest teams, like it's either us or UP, eh. So, but we were able to compete against the strong teams. It's just by the fourth quarter we fall apart. So I think we're gonna get that down next season. But aside from that, I think yeah, I think another big could help us out, especially the Jitsente. Because
Right.
that almost every game we lose rebound. So yeah, but I think it's usually it boils down to experience because we're competing naman. There was only one game we couldn't compete at all, so it was the NU, our first game against NU. But the others naman we could have competed.
Right. Yeah, I think you were the team's leading rebounder, pa nga, if I'm not mistaken. I'd have to double check that. But you were really putting up the stats, no? But were you happy at least that, after each game you'd see the stat sheet, you'd see that you'd put numbers up? Or were you not focused on the stats because you weren't happy that the team wasn't winning?
Attention Ateneo enthusiasts! The thrill of UAAP Season 86 second semester sports is here, and Loyola Heights is buzzing with excitement. Now is the perfect moment to become a crucial part of the Ateneo six-man, cheering the varsity team to victory. Don't just watch. Immerse yourself in the passion, the camaraderie, and the sheer amazement of the games. And what better way to manifest your unyielding support than by flaunting the latest gear from Get Blue? The brand new collection is a testament to the spirit of Ateneo, capturing the essence of victory and the pride that comes with being part of something extraordinary. Visit the link in our bio for an exclusive look at Get Blue's latest collection. Discover a range of high-quality apparel, from shirts to accessories, designed to elevate your game day experience. Show off your team colors and immerse yourself in the Blue Eagles' journey with pride. This season, it's not just about watching. It's about being seen as a true Blue Eagle supporter. Get Blued is your gateway to showcasing your loyalty, passion, and love for the game. Elevate your style and let the world know where your heart truly belongs. Get ready, get set, and get geared up with Get Blued.
I mean, of course, the stats are there, but after the game, I was just down it because usually after we lose, I don't really talk to anyone. So, yeah, so I was just down. So I just tried my best, I went shooting after a loss. I went to practice with my teammates. So we just tried to get the win next game. And even though we were on a losing streak, we just kept on trying and trying and trying. So I think we got giggled then. So. Because there were high expectations from us to make the Final Four. Because we got a new recruit in Bondaha, Batang Hila starter also. So, yeah, I think that's it lang.
Did you get any advice or some perspective from your elder brothers or your dad while the losing was happening that helped you deal with the process of the season, especially when you were injured?
Can you repeat the question, Pat?
Oh yeah. Did you get any advice from your brothers, or your family while the losing was happening that helped you gain perspective?
There was one thing that stuck out, like there were 4 games na lang left of their season. We knew we were out na, because FE already clinched their spot, I think. So my dad said just to tell my teammates then to use our last 4 games as a learning experience because we could use that for next year. Because almost everyone I think is coming back next year. So we could use this as a learning experience and take advantage of it.
For sure, for sure. Now you have the FIBA World Cup coming up, the FIBA World Cup Youth, and obviously your team qualified for it, and your performance in that tournament helped increase your confidence. How are you going to prepare for this upcoming FIBA World Cup? Obviously, like most cases, the Philippines will probably come in as an underdog compared to opponents. But for you personally, how are you preparing for it mentally and physically?
Mentally, I think I'm gonna tell our team to just come in with the mindset that we have nothing to lose naman eh, so might as well pour it out all out on the court. So physically naman, we have good coaches, so I think they're gonna take care of us. So I think we're good.
Do you also have mental training or mental habits that help you prepare for basketball mentally? Because obviously, when it comes to physical preparation, you need to stretch, you need to do your recovery, you need to do rehab when you're injured. But in terms of your mindset, what are your methods that helps you get, as Steph Curry would say, locked in?
Like usually before the game, I'm giggle. Like there's that thing like you really want to dominate. So I just try meditating because it helps like relax you or chill you out. But there's sometimes where I'm like feeling off. You know that feeling like you feel off. So I just try to listen to songs that help you get locked in, like Travis Scott, The Weeknd, Taylor Swift. So yeah.
Oh, so Taylor Swift's on your pregame playlist. Taylor Swift's on your pregame playlist.
Yeah, like almost my whole playlist is Taylor Swift.
Okay. So what's your top three Taylor Swift songs?
First is Fearless. Second, Back to December. Third is probably Teardrops on My Guitar.
Oh, okay. Do you play the guitar as well, or are you into music as well?
No, not really. I don't know how to play the
Okay. So what if Taylor Swift comes to Manila? How quickly are you lining up for tickets to that concert?
Oh, like I know it's expensive, but I'm gonna save up money talaga for it. So like I can't miss that. Like even the Bruno Mars concert when he came here, I really wanted to go. But I'm into Bruno Mars, but not as much as Taylor Swift, because Taylor Swift, I really work for the tickets for that one.
What if the Taylor Swift concert was the same day as a FIBA game or a FIBA practice? What are you doing?
It's practice, I think I'm gonna be absent once, cause it's just one time. That it's one time lang naman eh. So,
True, true.
or if it's a game, I can't miss the game eh. So
I
maybe if it's a
see.
practice lang.
I see, I see. So paalam na lang kay Coach. Coach, sige na, Taylor Swift
Yeah.
naman eh. Pretty much. So, growing up, right? Are you the youngest child?
Yes.
So growing up, you're the youngest child and you're in a family where basketball is, part of the family culture, right? So growing up, you have idols to look up to, you have standards to live up to. How did you deal with that growing up? Was it something that was pressure? Was it something that actually helped you out? And how do you, look at it now in your current stage?
Actually, I like it eh, because most people are saying like, "Oh, anak lang ni Coach or brother of Kevin lang." So it's good. It helps me stay locked in because it gives me extra motivation to, work even harder. So I mean, it's working naman. So I'm just gonna keep on using it as motivation.
Do you remember a story when you were at a game or at a practice and someone actually used that to trash talk you, told you, anak ka lang ni coach, kapatid ka
I
lang
know
ni
one
Kevin?
na.
No
No,
one
I usually
naman.
see social media lang naman.
Oh, okay. So I'm curious about that. You're technically Gen Z, if I'm not mistaken. Are you
Yes, po.
Gen? So for the Gen Z generation, did I say that right? I don't even know. But for the Gen Z kids, social media and technology and cell phones are such a big part of your everyday lives, right? Like you're talking to people on your phone, you're taking videos, taking photos, watching highlights on YouTube of players, I'm sure, and doing, everything. Do you make it a point to put your phone down so that the social media quote unquote noise doesn't affect you too much, or are you able to take it all in stride?
Honestly, I try to stop social media. Like, I'll use my phone, but I'll hop off social media. Like, I'll put myself on do not disturb so no one can, like mess up my mental. So this, I just put my phone on do not disturb. So this, I think that's just it, naman po, because it's hard naman to live without the phone. So I just, before a game, I just go on TikTok now and just keep on watching videos just to ease my mind.
Are you watching basketball videos or random videos?
It's actually random nga po eh. Because if it's random, you don't really have to think much about it. So it just eases you up.
So just Taylor Swift videos, diba? Sometimes. No. Oh, so what do you think of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? She's dating the football player in the NFL.
Honestly, I don't support it because I think Taylor Swift, she's like ruining the Super Bowl for me. Like usually so focuses on the players, but like almost every time when Kelce has the ball or anything, and then they get a first down, they always look. They whenever Taylor's watching, they point the camera at Taylor Swift. Like, I want to watch the game. Like, I love Taylor Swift, but like it's football.
So you like football also. You're a football
Oh
fan
yeah,
also.
I like watching. Yeah,
So what's your favorite team? Is it Kansas
I
City
only.
because of Mahomes?
Yeah, I only like watching the main teams as like Kansas City.
I see. That's nice. That's nice. That's not every day you hear high school kids like into football, but that's nice to hear. What other sports do you like? Just curious.
I have a hobby of playing golf for sometimes. I think that's it.
Golf. Ah, so you play with your dad?
Yeah, we go to the driving range and sometimes we go on a 9 holes, 18 holes. I think that's
Wow.
pretty much it.
So are you a better golfer than a hooper?
No, not even close.
What kind of support do you provide your brother Kevin, considering his injury history and seeing him go through so many struggles, so many challenges of recovering, rehab? Does that scare you a little bit about pursuing a pro career or not at all?
Actually, it scares me because I heard doctors say like part of your genes. Because my dad got an ACL too when he was playing. So honestly, I just try my best not to think about it. Because I'm doing my best naman in the gym trying to prevent it, doing all those workouts. So yeah, I just try my best not to think about it.
So doctors actually say that injuries can come
It
from
could
the
be
genes.
genes, yeah.
Really? Wow. I never knew that. So when you heard that, did that, I'm guessing it scared you a little bit.
Yeah, it scared me in a month, but I don't know, I just kept on playing, so I just focus on myself.
How do you like your team's possible roster for the World Cup? Are you excited to play with any teammates in particular for the team?
Actually, I saw one guy, like Philam Nation post yeah, Philam Nation posted him. Yes, some D1 offers though. He could be a point guard, so I feel like that guy could really help us out. And the brother of Mason Amos, they said like whenever he
CJ.
shoots a th yeah, I thought he's a dead shot from three, so I'm excited to play with him as well. And I heard we got new bigs coming up, so new big men. So I think that's really gonna help us get some wins.
Awesome. Okay, if I ask you right now, who are the five best high school basketball players in the country? And you can include yourself in the list if you want to. Who would be your top five high school players
Can
in
I give one? No order. No order.
no order? Yeah, just
Like,
five best.
do I include FSA or Andy because he's in the
Yeah, you
US?
can include the FSAs and Andy. Yeah.
No ranking ah.
Yes.
Bahay Akoe. It's puro ano you up. Bahay Akoe. Is it okay if I don't include myself? I
Of
like
course, of course.
Bahay Akoe Ports
Mikel, yeah.
Andy.
Andy.
I don't know kasi in the NCS, so I'm just gonna put ano. Doy, Dungo.
Ah, Doy Dungo. Okay, I see, I see. Have you gone one-on-one with any of these guys ever? Like, maybe after practices for the national team or when you're just hooping around?
Actually, only with Andy because we were teammates at Farm Fresh for the PSL for Letran. So
Okay, yeah.
we played once, couple times. Yeah.
And how did those go? Who won more? You or Andy?
Actually, we only played twice, but we couldn't finish both of those games because coach was calling us already. So.
I see, I see. Now, Have you also followed Andy and what he's doing with his career? Because are you guys also tight? Are you guys friends?
Oh yeah, we're good friends, but
And what do you think about his prospects? What do you think the future has for Andy?
I think it's good because I think he's gonna be good, of course. I mean, so much people are talking about him. And his dream though is to make it to D1, so I hope it happens.
You know, I saw you post something recently, your list of manifestations of things you wanted to accomplish. You know, I think in that list was so FIBA, and then in that list you also had UAP Mythical 5, UAP MVP, I think was on that list as well. What does the future hold for you, Kiefer Alas, if you could decide what you want your future to be?
If I could decide like anything, I'd probably want to go to the US. Yeah, that's my big dream because I really want to make it D1.
Where in the US would you want to go? Would you want to go to New York? Would you want to go to LA? Any city in particular?
Yeah, I want to go to New York, but the best schools that are out in LA or in Cali, so those
San
were the main schools.
Francisco, near the
Yeah.
Warriors. Yeah, that would be fun. Have you ever watched the Warriors game live?
No, but I watched Steph Curry when he went here to the Philippines when he 2016, I think.
How old were you in 2016?
Nine, I was nine.
Wow, time flies. Time flies. Okay, now let's say that. So let's say option one, if let's say there's a chance you go to the States, right? But if theoretically you have to play college basketball here, or you decide to play college basketball here, are there particular schools that you would be drawn to? It doesn't mean that this is the school you want to commit to, because you still have 2 years of high school basketball left. So obviously you have a lot of time to think about your options and your decision. But are there any UAAP or NCAA schools that, you know, the prospect of them excites you?
Actually, usually people say like, "Oh, I'll only choose the big three, or if NC San Beda lang." Pero honestly, I could pick any team, eh, because any team, basta nasa UAAP or NC, that's a big opportunity na for you. So right, honestly, it could be any team, eh, because as of right now, I haven't been thinking about it. So I want to just, manifest again into doing something well this coming season and the World Cup.
Of course, of course. But who is your favorite college players in the Philippines?
Oh, one lang, I'd pick ano.
Okay, let's say top three.
All time or current?
Current.
KQ, Kuya Kian, and probably ano, Kuya Fourth.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. So, which players do you also do this thing that basketball players do, where you watch the way other players play and kind of look at the way they do certain things and then try to add that to your game?
Like actually with my favorite players, I try to pick out like what part of this skill I want to apply to my game. Like for Kuya Fourth, the way he brings down the ball, the way he facilitates. For KQ, his rebounding, also the way he facilitates. And Kuya Fourth, he has good shooting then. And the way Kian Baklaan, slashes, he drives and dishes to his teammates. So I just try to pick out whatever they have and what I can apply to their game.
Definitely, definitely. Well, outside of basketball and listening to Taylor Swift and playing Fortnite, what else, you know, makes you happy, or how else do you like spending your time? I mean, obviously, I'm sure since you're in high school, you love going out with your friends. You love, you know, summer breaks when you don't have to wake up early for class, probably. But if you do go to class, what are your favorite subjects? What are your favorite, you know, activities that you like to do?
Honestly, I like people don't expect this, but my favorite subject's math. Like I like numbers. Like I think it's from basketball and from my dad also because there's so much numbers in basketball. So I just like numbers in general.
I see. I see.
Pero I don't like Filipino.
It
Yeah.
hard? So, Matt, right now you're in, well, we used to call it second year. For you guys, it's grade 10. So, technically, you're a sophomore in high school. So, I'm guessing at this point you're learning algebra. Or is it more advanced at this point?
There's some polynomials and circles. We're studying circles now, but right now, circles.
So, you like these subjects?
Yeah, I like math.
Nice. So, when it's math, you're always excited for class to start.
Yeah, actually, yeah, it's fun. And my teacher's nice, Dennis, so it helps.
Is math your highest grade point right now? No way.
Yes.
What's your average? What's your math average?
For math, I usually get around 95, 96.
Whoa. That's
Pero
high.
my average for all subjects is 93 yata. Yeah, 93.
Wait, you're not, as in grade average, as in average for everything?
Yeah, like where you combine all the subjects. It says that my general
Wow.
average is 93.
Wow. So technically, if you keep up these grades till like your last year of high school, you'd be in the running for academic awards also.
I stay consistent, I could get an award, yeah.
So what are your tricks to, maintain good grades? Because obviously other players have a hard time balancing everything, right? They have practice and they have family time and then their bodies are tired sometimes. So, when they go to class, sometimes it's just hard to
Almost.
concentrate, right? How do you focus on, keeping your grades high? What are your techniques?
Honestly, there's like after every class, our teacher puts like learning or the presentation she uses for class. So I just back read that. And sometimes I ask my friends for help and chat GPT.
I
Nah, that's a joke lang for I might get expelled. So yeah, I just ask my friends or yeah, just the presentations they give us. So I never cheat in my tests, so I just do it.
Of course. Do you try to help your teammates who maybe need help in classes also?
Actually, no, because most of my teammates now they're in the upper grades, so I'm like one of the youngest in the batch. I
Right.
one of the youngest, so I can't really help them because we're not on the same grade.
So correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm using examples from when I was in high school, right? But I imagine if you're in grade 10 and you're already the best player of the varsity team, and I know you don't really want to think of yourself as the best player. Your head's not in high, thinking that high, right? You're trying to stay grounded and humble. But to be like a sophomore sensation in the UAAP with a lot of potential ahead of you, how does that, make you approach going to class every day? Does it make you feel like I have to make sure that I always make the right decisions because people might be looking up to me? Or do you not worry about that and just try to be a teenager?
Honestly, I just try to not do anything stupid
Okay, yeah. Good mindset.
because even the simplest things can tick people off. So it's pretty much it. Because the kids in Zabel, they usually say hi to me because they know who I am already. So I just try my best not to do anything stupid because it might ruin anything and how people will see me. So yeah.
Do you get a lot of picture requests around school?
Oh no, not in school. Because yeah, just not in school. Not in school.
Just outside of school, essentially.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Awesome. So, okay, before I let you go here, Kiefer, let's say you can try to plot out the future a little bit. So, let's say 5 years from now, 2029 or 2030, what do you want to be if you're gonna manifest how the next 5 years go by? How do you want those 5 years to, take place? What exactly do you want to accomplish?
So I'm grade 12, so let's say I've Grade 11, grade 12, like I'm manifesting, I make it abroad, I study there. So it's 2 years. So I'm manifesting after those 2 years that I make it B1. So with a full ride, it's really my goal. I really want to make it B1.
And then playing the NBA, maybe that's the ultimate dream.
I mean, if it's there, yeah, if it's there.
Right. But you would also be open to like Europe or Australia or other countries.
Yeah, of course. Pero if I had to stay in the Philippines, I'd be happy also. Because no, playing in the UAP is a blessing also. It's
Correct, correct.
just if I had to choose, like, what's my biggest dream? Talaga is really D1.
D1. Well, if you do, because you mentioned UAAP, I have to ask, right now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how green is your heart?
Right now it's a 10 because I'm still in Zabel, so yeah.
Right. Do you like it when you sing that alma mater hymn after the games?
Oh yeah, it's catchy. Yeah. I like the song. It feels like it came out of an album talaga. It really sounds catchy. Like Never Shall We Fail sounds great.
Exactly. They should put that on a shirt or something. Kiefer, I really appreciate the time. Wishing you all the best. I hope your dreams come true of making it to D1. I think you would have the whole country's support if that's what you decide to pursue. And seems like you're a great kid, not just because of your basketball talents, but also because of what you try to do off the court, particularly in academics. And I wish you all the best, man. Really keep up the great work. Keep up the superb mindset that you have and stay healthy. More than anything, stay healthy, stay safe, and just keep balling, keep working on your game. And I'm sure the sky's the limit for you.
Thank you.